Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie. Playing some classic Georgia satellites. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Thursday. Well, it is always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Jeremy Allenbaugh, the Chattanooga FC Managing Director. Jeremy, how are you today?
Guys, I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Doing fine, thanks. Of course, we were on that Zoom meeting last week with the Stadium Corp where you said the spring season as we know it with NISA won't be happening. I know a couple of days ago you made it official when the CFC sending out a news release. I know that doesn't make it any easier, does it?
You know, I think it went better than I expected in terms of the release on Monday. I think just getting – look, everybody knows that sports – are being affected and leagues are going to be continue to be postponed, and at some point some more may be canceled. I saw something in the American Hockey League is looking at probably announcing a full cancellation of the remainder of their season and playoffs. So, but just getting out there, I think some clarity, and the other thing it really allowed us to do is continuing to plan on how we're going to move forward. You know, the announcement of the fall season was a big plus, and the announcement of the Independent Cup, if we're able to pull that off, is another big thing. So tried to look at it, you know, without a negative shade to it, but it was okay.
Jeremy, what happens to the players? I mean, do they stay here? Do they still get paid? Can they go their own way for a few weeks or months? What happens to the players that were contracted for this spring season?
So our player contracts run through June 30th, and then we either, you know, pick up the options for the next season, starting for next fall, or decline and go find, you know, free agents and what have you. So all of our guys remain on payroll. They've stayed on payroll during this whole time. That was something that we were very adamant about with the club leadership, that look, these guys signed and committed to play in Chattanooga and play for Chattanooga FC. And, you know, they all moved here and started preseason. We played one league game and all of this hit. So we stayed true to those contracts. We didn't try to, you know, renegotiate or buy them down or buy anybody out. We stayed with it. I would say about 60% of the guys have remained in Chattanooga. The other ones have either gone to go see, you know, family or friends and be closer to loved ones that maybe they don't get to see during the season. So we'll look at, you know, we're planning to get everybody back here in market middle to end of May as we continue to learn more and more on a daily basis from, you know, local, state, and national authorities and governments and stuff. But our plan is to get guys back in, get some testing done with them, kind of quarantine them a little bit for a couple of weeks, make sure everybody's good, and then start some, you know, small group training and, you know, hopefully with an eye of getting some, you know, closed-door matches in, hopefully in July.
Jeremy, I don't have to tell you how excited this community was for the Chattanooga FC and their maiden voyage in the NISA. And CFC's been around since 2009, but this would obviously be that first professional spring. Given some of the dynamics we've talked about in past conversations with you, with some of these teams being out in California and they're kind of in a different boat than we are as far as this pandemic, how confident are you in the finances of NISA, and can we expect a spring season in 2021?
So when we first made the, you know, the decision to kind of postpone back on March 12th, I would have been a liar if I said that wasn't on the forefront of my mind. I was very concerned. However, I think as clubs and organizations and leagues go through some trauma and go through some difficult times, I think you really see leadership and quality come out. And in these weekly and almost daily conference calls and conversations, I've seen the strength of a lot of these clubs. And, you know, I think the majority, if not all of them, are going to come through this. And we may look a little bit different. We may have to do a few things differently in terms of, you know, and I think that's all sports, of how we put together our business operations and the technical side of our business. But I think I'm much more positive today than I would have been back on March 12th or 13th, whenever we first made that decision. I think a lot of growth and a lot of good people are really shining through within these clubs right now.
Well, that's good to hear. You're listening to Jeremy Allenbaugh, the Chattanooga FC Managing Director. You're listening to Jeremy here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Jeremy, we appreciate, as always, your time. And as we talked previously, it's pretty much a gotta have fans in some way, shape, or form for you guys to operate, because that's the majority of your revenue. But are you coming up with a league that is spread out all over the country? Are you coming up with alternative plans that have fans in some stadiums and maybe not others?
Yeah, very good point. Game day revenue is a driver for all lower league professional sports, and whether that's, baseball, soccer, hockey, it doesn't matter. And, basketball, even look at the G League and stuff that way. So I think game day revenues are going to have to, you're going to have to be creative, and you're going to have to find some ways to operate without those here in the near future. But your point about perhaps some areas of the country opening up earlier, or being able to maybe do some creative things, those are all on the table right now. And I think, we all see the rumors again, Major League Baseball, or what was it the other day? NBA is going to play at Disney World, right?
They're right. Right.
Lock everybody up and what is it? It's a small world, and make them play there, with maybe the characters. But so everybody's looking at alternatives, and we're no different. We've looked at, neutral sites, maybe the California teams playing, the first handful of games outside of California in the fall when our fall season starts up. So we just got to be creative, got to be flexible. And, our fans, I just can't tell you the outpouring from them. I mean, the number of people that said, look, hold on to my season pass. You guys are going to do something. And you know what? If you don't, we're going to figure it out. I mean, it's been unbelievable to see, and just not only in our club, but Detroit City had the same thing. And we're going to figure it out. We're going to be creative. But everything's on the table right now. We have to look at all options for the fall, and hopefully Tennessee can, trend in the right direction, and maybe we can host a few more games at Finley than we were planning on. We'll just have to wait and see.
All right. When you talk about everything being on the table, have y'all reconnected or reissued conversations to either regional or national sports stations that are starved for content of, hey, if we can get back in early June, are you guys interested in showing us?
Yeah, I think, again, through these challenging times, it allows you some really good opportunities to have conversations. And I would be remiss if I said we weren't having – I'd be lying if I said we weren't having those conversations, because, yes, people are looking at how can they get live content. And I think June's out of the question. I think it's more of a July scenario, but if other things continue to get pushed back or canceled, it is an opportunity for us. But we won't do it if it's not safe for our fans and our players and our staff. And even if it's behind closed doors, we still have to have staff there. And
right.
Finley's gonna have to have staff there, and it has to be done safely. If we can do that, I definitely think there's going to be some opportunities for some national, some regional, some local broadcast, streaming, I think those two words go hand in hand now, opportunities. And we have a good team that's working on that, and hopefully something positive comes out of it.
David and I will do the play-by-play. We can have Wells down there on the sidelines. What do you think?
There we go. You guys haven't even seen how much we're going to pay or not pay yet.
Are you kidding me? It's an automatic raise, even if it's like we get like 12 cents an hour. Hey, are you masking everywhere you go, Jeremy?
My family and I are, I've been in Chattanooga full time, but, we have a house on the market, of a daughter who's in high school and was in the middle of a club volleyball season. So, I came back home about 3 weeks ago just to bunker down with them here outside of St. Louis in Illinois. And they just announced that if you go outside or you go to a store, you have to have a mask on now in the state of Illinois. And
okay.
I haven't left yet, partly because I am doing everything I can not to put a mask on, because I just think it looks awkward. It looks weird, and it looks like a sci-fi movie. But when I'm back out there, hopefully in Chattanooga here real soon, or if I have to go to the store here in the next couple of days, I'll have to don one and put one on. Yep.
And as much as you're comfortable talking about it, we all, our hearts ache for the high school seniors, especially, who lose this memorable time in their lives. How have you addressed that as a parent, as much as you want to talk about it? If you want to tell me to shut up and just go back to David, I completely understand. My kids are 12 and 9. I'm just curious of the human side of how you are a dad in that kind of situation.
Yeah, my our daughter's a freshman, and of course we're moving from during the high school years, which is a crazy concept, but we're so excited to be there together as a family, and they've been down there a couple times, and they love it. As a dad, the biggest issue I'm dealing with and Howard is my shoulder, because I've never thrown so many volleyballs or tried to hit so many volleyballs at her these last 3 weeks. So she's trying to stay sharp and practice, but you try to encourage them to stay in touch with their classmates and their teammates and try to maintain a sense of a routine and, look at the positive side. It's an opportunity to, try to expand their horizons as an athlete, as a person, as a student. But it's tough. I mean, I think, some days it's filled with Netflix and, sleeping in and, not feeling sorry for yourself, but feeling different. And other days where it's just kind of, smiles and laughs and everything is normal. But we've tried to keep a routine as a family. We tried to have Sydney keep a routine. And, thank goodness yesterday was a day off for the volleyball stuff because my shoulder was done. So it's hard. But, I think a lot of the youth clubs and youth sports and high school sports in these areas, and I see it in Chattanooga and I'm seeing it back up here in Illinois, doing a great job of staying connected with their kids. And I feel terrible for those seniors. It's awful.
You're listening to Jeremy Allenbaugh, the Chattanooga FC Managing Director here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Jeremy, what could July look like? Because you've talked about kind of through June. What could July look like in a best-case scenario? And I guess if I had to add a little follow-up there, I know we had talked about the potential of a Bundesliga friendly and how huge that would be. Has that had to likely be postponed for another year given the situation?
Yeah, that's completely gone for 2020 off the table. So we'll have to – we've already started planning for 21. Hopefully our world is going to allow that to happen because I think it could be a really unique thing for, for Chattanooga and just to tie in, with Wolfsburg and, the VW plant there and the VW plant in Chattanooga, we're tied at the hip and clubs that believe in a lot of the similar things. So hopefully that's a 21 thing that we can pull off. This year in July, what does it look like? Ideally, we're playing behind closed doors. I think that's the realistic opportunity. And we're hosting, what's been called the NISA Independent Cup. And it's going to be regional based with some NISA clubs as well as, some high level amateur clubs that, we used to compete against. And I would say they're probably going to be maybe like a Thursday, Saturday a Wednesday, Saturday in a market. And then, maybe a week off and then maybe in another market. I would hope in July we can get, 3 to 4 matches in. I would hope sometime in July and then maybe a couple more in this competition in August. Before starting up at the end of the month. So that's kind of what we're working on, and that's our plan. And like I said, hopefully our guys can be back training end of May, 1st of June, give us a good 4-week preseason, and then hopefully get 3 to 4 matches in July.
All right, and Jeremy, just wondering what would stop you from, if things are getting better, and I'm not saying we're out of the woods, but if 4,000 to 5,000 people wanted to go to a match in July and you opened both sides of Findlay, and people social distanced, could that not be feasible?
It is. It is feasible. And we've had, great talks with the Findlay group and Chris Thomas, their director, about, how can we open up both sides of the stadium and, we're working on a document in terms of protocols, what would it look like in terms of entering the stadium, social distancing, what would people have to do? I think a lot of it is just going to be, how do we control these next couple of weeks? And look, I'm not a scientist, and I'm not going to pretend to be, but how can we manage this easing back into an open world? And it's going to be different, but how can we manage that? And then the biggest question would be, what are people comfortable with? And I do think being at Findlay with a lot of space, even with, like you said, 4,000 to 5,000 people there, we can spread out. And it could be something that maybe the community wants to rally behind and be a part of. But we're just going to have to listen to the experts, take it slow, have a plan, and we are working on that plan. And I don't think that's out of the realm that could happen, but I can't sit here today and tell you that that's going to happen, in July. It may be a little bit further down the road, but if it does look like it could happen, we will be ready to execute a plan. Our team is working hard on that behind the scenes, and we'll be ready to go.
Well, Jeremy, hopefully we are talking about such a situation in July. But for now, we thank you so much, as always, for touching base with us here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Anytime, guys. Take care, and we will talk soon.
That sounds good. Jeremy, you do the same. Back with more, 648-1051. We'll revisit the Painter Ready poll question here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.